Hi everyone, today I'm talking about self-compassion. It's a really important tool, I believe, to start healing on the journey of overcoming addiction. And let's get clear, addiction has nothing to do with what you're taking. It doesn't matter if it's crack cocaine or spending every money on shopping to numb the pain. It's all about some unresolved pain that you have inside you, probably a trauma. I would call it a trauma. And it can go in, it can be quite, it can go down the family line as well. I will talk about that another time. But I believe everybody can overcome addiction. I myself have overcome serious addiction. At my worst point, I was taking £600 a day of drugs, crack, speed and heroin. Today I'm clean 15 years and I'm working to having the life I want. I have my own business and I'm moving forward and upward. And I believe everyone can find a life they dream of. If it doesn't matter, you know, you can find something that gives you meaning and gives you purpose, a mission to feel significant. A lot of the reason why addiction can often happen is people feel they have no life of meaning. They're not feeling significant in their life, or everybody needs to feel that they're making a difference. And if you don't and you feel you've lost hope, that's often when addiction comes into play. I will talk about that more in another podcast, but that's the basis. But I believe every one of you can create a life you want, can overcome addiction and can live a life on purpose and go out there and make a difference and feel like you're making a difference. And that's the important thing. Today I'm going to be talking about compassion because I believe self-compassion is the first step to overcoming addiction. So self-compassion, what does compassion really mean? Compassion involves feeling moved by others' suffering so that your heart responds to their pain. Compassion literally means suffer with. So when it comes to ourselves, you feel a warmth, a caring desire to help a suffering person in some way. But also others understand kindness to others. And when they fail or make a mistake, rather than judging them harshly, we show compassion towards them. That's compassion for others. So it tells us to be warm, understanding towards ourselves. And when we're suffering or we failed at something, we can feel it, that we're just not good enough, or it's something we've personally done. I know I've experienced this. Always feel like, oh my God, what did I do for that to go wrong? Or oh my God, that didn't work out. And then we start self-hating on ourselves. And this spiral can get out of control. And then, especially if you have addiction, you can really, you know, and that's where addiction comes into play. And if you have an addiction and you're overcoming it, you really have to master self-compassion, because it's a really important key, I believe. And rather than ignoring those feelings, we're stepping into feeling not good enough. We punish ourselves. Negative self-talk, and that can go on, like I said, into a great big spiral that is just never-ending. Self-compassion will mean that you recognise that you've not been perfect or failed at something, or just having an experience. Now, I believe when we fail, I'm a big believer that failure, actually, if we don't fail, we can't learn and be better next time. So if you, rather than say, oh, I failed, we could look at it as failure is part of the learning experience of being a better person. So rather than look at failure as like failure, it's right, failure is about learning, so next time we don't make the same mistake, rather than self-judging ourselves. So you can then turn that into accepting the situation and be gentle with yours rather than being angry and feeling not perfect. The more you feel life is not going your way, the more it often doesn't. So if there's no self-compassion, you're willing to increase the stress. Self-criticism will rise and everything will just go into that crazy thinking loop that I've been in. You know, I have also suffered 15 years of mental illness, and I know that one of the things was a constant negative loop thinking pattern, which I could never get out of. So really try and love yourself, you know, hold yourself and comfort yourself, you know, like a friend. Really, it's hard work and it will take practice, but I promise things will improve as you go along. But when we accept where we are and no judgment, we adopt a kindness, and love towards ourselves, we get to a place of emotional balance. And that's what it is often. We don't have emotional balance when we're beating ourselves up. It's also important to recognise that you do not experience these feelings in isolation. It's a collective human experience. Like I say, I've experienced, and I know loads of people who have experienced it. So if you're beating yourself up in that negative thought pattern, know that everyone gets to that point at some point in their life. And it's just about loving yourself then. And you know what? Failure is not failure. It is a it's a learning experience. It's how we learn and grow. So next time we do that thing, we wouldn't make the same mistake. Okay? And all of us don't get everything right all the time. It would not be normal. That wouldn't be right. You know, that wouldn't be sense for everybody. How could anybody ever learn? So we need to think about these in a real, you know, sort of balanced way rather than, oh, it's about us, we're a failure. Of course, we're a failure, we're not good enough. And we get into that thinking pattern. We really want to say, like, you know, this is just a part, I didn't do that right because I didn't know A, or I didn't know B with the information I had at the time. And now I've got some different information, I can act in a different way. And don't judge yourself, please. It's such a really bad way of thinking to get into because I've done it. And oh, it took years for me to get out of it. It's also about recognising how you feel and the negative emotions you feel and not trying to suppress them either or making them more than they are. That's what I was talking about. We need to really regulate them. But also, don't suppress them. It's not a good thing. And so we need to be willing to recognise our negative thoughts and emotions with openness, clarity and without judgment. You can't ignore pain and self-compassion. Sometimes it is impossible. Also, if you are feeling certain emotions, and you can actually, you know, this is about self-compassion, but I will go off on a tangent here. You can also, you know, you can process certain pain a certain way. And if you're feeling angry, you know, you can hit a pillow, smash plates, whatever. If you want to talk to me personally about that on a deeper level, you could DM me because I talk a lot about suppressing your. Do not suppress your feelings. If you feel something, just express it, feel it, and then move forward through it quickly rather than pushing it down, because that's not good, because that's where, again, addiction will come to play, because part of addiction is actually pushing the feeling of pain down. So do not suppress it. Come and talk to me, DM me. I'll talk to you and tell you how you can express your feelings openly and move through it rather than suppressing it. No suppressing feelings. Well, the first thing you can do is fight with yourself. So we need to hold ourselves in love, connection, giving ourselves support and comfort in this situation so we can grow and transform this current experience into something positive, which is really important. Right, there's a couple of practices you can do. So you can get your journal out and you want to ask yourself the following. So you can come back and listen to this if you haven't got a pen and paper with you right now. Think of a time when your close friend was feeling bad about themselves. What would you say to them? Then you want to write about that, you know, 3 or 4 lines or a paragraph, or even more than that if you feel that you need, that you want to. Then you want to write what you say and do in a tone in which you talk to your friend. Is a tone different to the way you would talk to yourself? This is really important. Would you talk to your friend in a more loving, caring manner? Or would you, to yourself, would you be judgmental and, you know, condescending? That is really important. Then write why you think she would talk to herself differently. This is important also because often the way we talk to a friend is never the way we talk to ourselves. We can call ourselves silly cow and much worse things and really, really tear ourselves apart. Well, you'd never talk to your friend like that. So it's really important to recognise the different ways you talk to yourself and your friend. This will really help you. Then write down how things may change for you if you talk to yourself in a way like you talk to your best friend. So it's really important that you recognise that, and then you can try bridge the gap and start talking to yourself like you talk to your best friend, and this will change. This will start to change. I mean, this is not going to change overnight. Now try and treat yourself as you would your best friend and see how differently you feel. It's amazing how differently you'll probably feel, because it's one of the things I found quite difficult when I was overcoming my stuff. The next thing you can do is What do I need right now to be kind to myself? You know, what do you need? Do you need to go for a walk? Do you need to sit? Do you need to cry? Do you need to eat some chocolate? Because frankly, eating some chocolate when you're emotionally upset, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if that turned into eating 19 bars of chocolate, that's one thing. But if you need to eat a tiny bit of chocolate to make yourself feel better in that moment, when you're feeling all these fears of failure and all this, that is fine in the moment. You know, if you would, you know, people say, oh, don't, I don't believe that you can't eat little bits of chocolate and things like that. I'm not in, I think, well, you need to look after yourself right in that moment and do what you have to. What do you need right in that moment? What do you need to do to be kind to yourself? What is it you need to do? Do you need to have a bubble bath? Do you need to scream? Do you need to go for a quick walk or a walk? Or do you need to go and sit in the middle of the field and just be on your own? What do you need to do to process these feelings? And then learn to accept yourself and the situation as it is. What do you need to do to accept this situation right now? Do you need to do some deep breathing? Do you just need to put some music on and dance and raise your vibration? What is it you need to do? And then you want to ask, may I forgive myself from this situation? Because that's important as well. And may I be strong right now? And then you want to ask, may I be patient? And then list out 5 things that you like about yourself right now in this moment. And I'm sure you can find 5 things. Even if it's, I like to read. Even if it's not such a meaningful big thing. But 5 things that you like about yourself. And also recognise your thoughts and if they're negative, and then you want to flip them. So often we feel that we're not good enough, so use that. So you feel, I'm not good enough right now, and then you want to flip that to, I am good enough and I have everything I need to change my life right now. So it's really, that's really important. So if you want to, if you said nothing ever works for me, would become, I am successful at many things I do. And I'd say, if you're not good enough, would come, I have everything I need to change my situation. It's really important to flip those negative things and list out all the negative ones. You know, if there's 5 or 10 or 20 or however many, and then get a piece of paper and flip them and keep, you know, sort of saying them over and over until you get over this situation. Self-compassion is one of the biggest tools that's going to help you overcome addiction, because things are going to come up that we may have done, said, been, and self-compassion is needed in this recovery journey. Because without self-compassion, it's going to be hard, and some things may come up that we don't. Now, I did some crazy things when I was had an addiction, and when I overcame it, I kept beating myself up, and it didn't get me anywhere. So I realised I've got to adopt self-compassion here, otherwise I'm never going to get over my addiction. I'm really calling on you to adopt self-compassion. If you want support, DM me. I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook group called The Outsiders. Please come and join us. It's a free group, and there's loads of free trainings every Sunday at 5 p.m. Come and talk, DM me on my personal page. I'd love to, you know, talk to you and learn from you what you want and what sort of trainings that you feel you need. Is it something that I'm not giving in my group that you'd like? Or if you just want to come and DM me and tell me what's going on for you and everything. If you like this podcast, please like it. If you think this podcast is going to help somebody with addiction, please share it. I want you to have an amazing week, and maybe I'll see you later on in my group at 5 p.m. I'll upload a podcast every Sunday in the morning-ish before 12. Have an amazing week, and I will see you again next week. Blessings, and take care. And you can overcome this. You can create a meaningful life. You can do this, and I've got your back, and I want to help you as best I can. Come and join my group. Have an amazing week.